This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Emil DeToffel. And Emil, there's lots of issues that need to be dealt with the amazing array of equipment from Less EMF. I would drop it into the categories. You have technology for identifying electrosmog or electropollution that can harm you, both in what we call non-thermal ways, which means a jammed cellular communication. You have technologies for protecting people from electropollution. You have detection technologies for radiation, both more fancy and expensive and affordable. You have technologies for measuring ultraviolet light. You have all kinds of technologies for protecting your equipment from electromagnetic pulse and from surges in radiation, you know, electro pollution that actually can harm your equipment. You have other categories, too, all kinds of things that are pretty amazing. So can you give us a couple of new categories and new equipment that you have available and the most popular ones, the ones that people order mostly?
Yeah, the shielding garments have become just a very important item in people's armamentarium against electromagnetic fields, because very often they're going to places where they don't have control over the environment. So whether that means they're going to work, or they're going shopping, or they're in their car and they're driving around, and they're going to be experiencing Wi-Fi, cell phone radiation, they're going to be experiencing magnetic fields from power lines, the scanner at your Walmart cash register, all of that area is a very electromagnetically very hot area. So these are just some examples of the electromagnetic fields that people are experiencing when they're out and about. You go to a restaurant, you go to a bowling alley, you go through the RFID security scanner as you're leaving the store to see that you haven't put something in your bag that shouldn't be there.
Right.
All of these are radiating your body with electromagnetic fields, and people have decided that they've had enough, that it's time to take matters into their own hands, because certainly the government is not protecting us. If anything, they're promoting technologies to radiate us further, rolling out Wi-Fi, rolling out satellite-based internet, and all this crazy stuff, and putting it in our cars, so now our cars can park themselves. I mean, who really needs that? All that's really doing is adding more radiation to our daily lives.
Right.
So people are choosing to wear shielded clothing. So there's a variety of shielded head coverings, hats, scarves, beanies, different kinds of designs of hats.
This is a kind of a play on the tinfoil hat people, you know. The fact is that radiation is in training. Now, I want to get into some basic biology here to explain why these technologies are impregnated with specific metals like silver, thread, so they actually will shield you from a certain amount of we call dB of radiation. What happens when you entrain a tissue is the tissue starts to pulse its energy along with the external force, whether it's sound, electromagnetics, or electrical field. The most sneaky, of course, are electromagnetic fields because they could have a long reach, for example, from a smart meter or Wi-Fi network. And these are pulsing at, you know, very, very sharp pulses, and they can do it discontinuously, but they have very high penetrating effects. 2,000 microwatts per square meter with the German device that we have. What's that one called again?
That's the high-frequency meter.
High-frequency meter. And
gigahertz solutions, yeah.
Yeah, gigahertz solutions. And when you take it around, and I'm sitting in an 8-home gated community, which is on 14 acres, so my nearest neighbor is, you know, like quite a bit distance compared to in a city. But I can still point it toward their home if they still have the smart meter on. And it's like hitting over 2,000 microwatts every, say, 8 to 12 seconds. We're not talking about every so many hours. They're not communicating every hours. They're communicating every so many seconds. And what people don't understand is they get more smart goods in people's homes, the amount of radiation is going to go up dramatically. And it's what's called swarming. The data is swarming toward a main data point, and they have these larger smart meters that actually kind of act as a hub to send it back to the main internet wirelessly. And the amount of the pipeline of data is enormous. It's going back to the main utilities. And, of course, the utilities are selling this data to commercial manufacturers because they can discern from the frequencies and the data information whether it's your hair dryer or a washer and dryer or whatever it is. They're actually, in a sense, looking into your home electronically to see what electrical services you're using, and they can actually sell that to marketing companies. Pretty weird, isn't it?
Well, it's weird. It's not helpful to the customer. So the customer is being abused electromagnetically, and they're being abused economically.
Right, because they're selling the electricity to the person at what's called point of use during peak frequency, peak power needs or requirements, and they sell it at a higher rate per kilowatt of power. That's like, wow. So if they know that you're using a hair dryer at, say, 1 a.m. in the afternoon, you're not charged the same as if you're using it at 11 o'clock at night. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, it is kind of weird. I mean, in some ways, you know, there's some sort of logic to this where they would like to encourage
it's
people
a business
to,
logic.
To shift non-essential use to non-peak hours. But at the same time, there's such an incredible invasion of privacy here.
Well, and we had Dr. Johansson on talking about that about a year and a half ago in Sweden, and they actually dictate to women that you can't do your laundry until after 10 or 11 o'clock at night. They don't allow you to because the utility will actually shut off your machine remotely, believe it or not. They can actually, it's a bidirectional control system, so the smart chip in your washer and dryer is actually switched off, your utility switches it off, so you can't turn it on even if you wanted to.
Yeah, and for those of you who are laughing out there, don't laugh so hard because this is coming. This is going to come to your refrigerator, to your air conditioner, to your dishwasher. It's going to come to all of your kitchen appliances, and it may even come to your electric car. As the smart chips are deployed into our homes and businesses, the utility is going to be the one who gets to make the decision as to whether or not you're allowed to use it.
Yeah.
They can shut it off if they choose to. Now, it's in their interest to let you use it. They want you using electricity. If they can make more profit or they can shift the electricity you would use to some other customer who they can bill higher, they have an incentive to do so.
Right.
I don't know if they will or won't. Time will tell. But do you really want to give them that sort of power over what you want to do in your own home with a service that they have agreed to supply to you? I mean, it's pretty crazy.
What we're doing with Professor McKinney is we're working on a project that I suggested to him. I call it Windrogen, which is his wing generator system for generating power using a special type of wing turbine that can go at very low speeds that can actually be scaled up to 1,000 feet or more. So it's not like a wind turbine. It doesn't make high velocity sounds or hit birds. It's a very slow moving wheel that picks up a lot more of the power in the wind and actually can rotate toward the wind. But then you convert it to hydrogen or hydrogen fuel cell or even compressed air. And, like the light sail technology that my niece developed for Silicon Valley in the last few years, she had, of course, a PhD in plasma physics. So she worked out the plasma physics of how to actually do this. So what's going on is we need to move away from the grid. But in the meantime, a lot of people are tied to the grid, and you have to protect yourself from pollution coming in on the power lines. A and B, you can put a stetcherizer. You can put these things for switching more power supplies from your computer or laptop. You can shield them. You can even put a timer to actually shut off your power to parts of the house. Because what people often notice is the power goes out, they say, wow, I feel so relaxed now. The power's out, dear. I feel really almost guilty that I can't watch TV or whatever, but I feel relaxed. Why is that? You're relaxed because your body's not under electromagnetic stress because the power lines are gone. They're turned off. And you might find that actually that kind of thing in your bedroom at night, so there's no Wi-Fi network, there's no power coming through your walls, may be a good thing for you. You don't realize that you're releasing melatonin at night, your sleep patterns, your ability to heal, because you only heal at night when you're asleep, by the way, is being affected. And a lot of illnesses, I think, are being brought on or amplified by electrical stress, I call it.
We get that all the time. We just had a call today from a woman who was sick and went to the hospital. She felt better. She came home. She felt sick again. She went back to the hospital. She felt better. Each time she came home to her electrically polluted home, she got sick again.
Well, you can actually quantify the electro pollution, then you can block it, so you can stay home and go to the hospital. Go to the link for less EMF on our front page of NutriMedical and get all the things you need, or just call them. They'll help you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, and we have Dr. Fred Graves with How to Win in Court. Dr. Fitt, you've started a revolution in terms of training the public how to use the law. In fact, a good example of the necessity of getting the public involved is all of these big businessmen and attorneys who are running for office. Hillary Clinton is an attorney. Ted Cruz is an attorney. I'm sure that although Donald Trump is an attorney, he's probably spent enough time with attorneys and accountants. He's like a pseudo-attorney, and he has a battalion of attorneys behind him with his 5,000 businesses. If the public is involved in the operation of the law and control of the judges, et cetera, and the application of the law, you don't really have a democracy, do you?
Well, absolutely not. And as I've said before with you, that the West was settled with a book written by a Mr. Blackstone. People refer to it as Blackstone's. It's actually Commentaries on the Laws of England. And it's where it all began in this country. Every state except Louisiana is founded on English law, English procedure, English principles of evidence, and so forth. But the people know nothing about it. And in Blackstone's book, he has a list of maxims. And one of those is the courts are the power of the people. And my profession has, I think, intentionally hidden that power from the people. And now that there's an internet, which there wasn't before, of course, the only way a person could learn anything about the power was to go to one of those foreboding places called the law library and dig around through all those books and maybe somehow absorb a little bit of it. But now there's the internet and the ability for anyone listening to my voice to just simply go to howtowinincourt.com, click the link at your website, and when they get there, when they order the course, be sure to use the pull-down menu, How Did You Find Us, and tell us that they came from NutriMedical or Dr. Bill, and get the course and quit complaining and understand that this is your power. And as I say, the oldest book, the very book that started this nation, a man would take a copy of Blackstone, a Bible, a .44 revolver, and a good horse and go west. That's how the West was settled. That's how law and order began out west, was with right. The concept set forth by Blackstone. And his principle was that the courts are for the people. They are the power of the people. They are the theater of the battle of the people against the excesses and criminal injustice that is waged on them by wealthy people and the legal profession. And it's time it stopped. And it's available now, right this instant. Right. I mean, right now. And you can learn it in 2 days, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to learn it. And it's just, Dr. Bill, it's just a shame.
Right.
Like you talk about the American Medical Association, and I talk about the American Bar Association. And they control legal education in this country. And there is no public legal education other than my website.
In fact, you don't get it. It should be actually where everyone, by the time they finish middle school, because if they finish school, they may go on to do a trade after that or go on to high school and they get ready to go to college and get a degree of some kind. But it really, everyone in this nation, whether they're an immigrant or their family's been here for generations, needs to have your course down and have a passing grade before they finish middle school. This should be one of the things that a future president, whoever it is now, insists on, because you don't have an operating democracy. For example, the super PACs we have now that are corrupting the district of criminals, I call it, shouldn't exist. And if the public was aware of this and aware that they could stop it, the same way as that we could kind of overturn Obamacare, which has made 29.5 million Americans unable to even afford health insurance. We wouldn't have illegal activity in terms of action at the border that supersedes the Constitution. We wouldn't have all kinds of things going on because people would say...
Let me jump in here and tell you let me tell you what power the people have and how we could see an amazing, magnificent revolution. You know, I have people call me all the time that they're in foreclosure. They don't know the difference between a note and a mortgage. They think it's the mortgage. They don't understand that there's a promissory note and they don't know anything. The root of the problem, Dr. Bill, is education. And of all the problems in this country that we could cure by going to court, is education. It'd be, it's the simplest thing on earth for all the moms and dads that are hearing my voice right now to get my course. Forgive me, you have to have the course. I'm sorry, I'm not just trying to make money for myself. It's a real deal. I've been around now for 20 years helping people.
But
get the course, go to court, and sue the school board. Sue your local school board for wasting your money. For dragging your children through the most inane nonsense and not teaching them anything about the things that they need to understand in order to survive in this litigious world, and just take them to court. And everybody in Illinois and Pennsylvania, California, Ohio, Florida, wherever you are, you can get this course, and in the space of 2 days, you will know how to go to court and take your school board to task for the problem in this country. Because we can blame Obama. We can blame all these people that are running for office. We can blame Trump and all the rest of them. We can blame them until the cows come home. But it isn't going to change anything until we change education in this country. We need medical education in this country. We need legal education in this country. We need ethics education in this country. We need justice education in this country. We need better math education in this country so people understand when they sign a promissory note that's got an acceleration clause that's gonna have this amazing balloon payment in 2 years. We need to be able to teach people and educate people and make America the smartest nation in the world, and we're not. And the key to that is take the SOBs to jail. I mean, to court, and if necessary, put them in jail for violating these fundamentals that belong to the people that were purchased by blood, purchased by my friend Bill and Dick. Bill's dead. Dick has no legs. They went and fought for something. And I want the American people to fight for that, which they fought for. And the only way they're going to be able to fight for it successfully is go to court, make the judge sit up and pay attention, make the judge sign an order that will change the way things are done in your school system, change your community. It belongs to you, whether you're involved in a lawsuit or not. Get off your duff and go and fight these people that are corrupting the world through education. Dewey, for example, that started all this mess way back when with the humanist movement. It's in the hands of the people, Dr. Bill. It's there. It's never been there before. It's there now. It's howtowinincourt.com. It's the easiest buy, and we can make a difference.
Absolutely. Stay right there. We'll be back in a moment with the next segment with Dr. Fred Graves and Jurisdiction. We want to apply it to the current situation of selection of the candidates for president of different issues. And I'm going to bring up a bunch of issues and just throw two or three kind of top strategies that you'll get when you get to this course. So we'll just throw out some issues.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cofemin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cofemin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cofemin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ben, I'm going to throw out some examples, and I'm sure you can, you being in the batter cage and doing this for a long time and being, I call the premier master teacher of how to operate an English-based legal system. And by the way, it works, I think, in something like 26 or more countries. We're talking about Russia,
I think you have
China,
a much
South
higher
America.
Opinion of me than I deserve, but thank you for the kudos.
Well, I think it's partly because, number one, I think you have the intellectual gifting, but I think also God's inspiring you. But here's the situation. And I like to use recent examples. I saw a black lady who was very intelligent. She was explaining about how her daughter goes to a school that doesn't even have operating water fountains. They don't have teachers that are properly certified. And some of these teachers, the teachers unions, which are two of the major teacher unions, have supported Hillary Clinton. And Bernie Sanders made some excellent points. I mean, this guy has got some smarts. He doesn't know how to put the finances together to make sure he can pay for all the stuff he wants, but he actually has a heart. He's like I call like the... you know, the straw man who has, you know, he has a heart, but he was trying to, wants to get a brain, right? Well, actually, I think, you know, he's got his heart in the right place, and he actually knows what the issues are. The problem is, you see, Hillary Clinton is so corrupt, she's actually got these teachers union, and she's not going to try to fix things that have unqualified teachers or teachers that are actually, you know, have inappropriate behavior with students, et cetera. So what we have is a situation here that's really unreasonable and untenable, okay? And what has to happen is the people, this black lady and her friends, if they got the course even collectively, and they filed a suit against the teachers union would have to deal with these teachers that are unqualified to teach certain classes, or haven't taken upgrades, or doing inappropriate behavior. And that in, this is not even the forum that they should be bringing this up. When I see Fox News or CNN or MSNBC doing forums, the people are raising issues that require those people in those forums to get off their duff and get your course and actually file the actions. If they think by electing Ted Cruz or Hillary Clinton or Marco Rubio or Bernie Sanders they're going to fix this, they're delusional. it's going to be fixed by
absolutely.
Us.
But the fun part about it is, like you say, if my children went to school and their kids weren't safe, the railings weren't safe, or this asbestos is falling out of the ceiling, I would go to ballistic. If I wouldn't be carrying things in the street, I would file a complaint in the courthouse, and I would have these people jumping through hoops in a matter of days. And I certainly wouldn't wait on somebody in Tallahassee to fix it for me. I live in Florida. I'm not going to wait on somebody in Tallahassee, and certainly not going to wait on somebody in Washington, D.C. to fix it for me. That's ridiculous. But the people have this ability to do this right this minute, right today. Right. Tomorrow, we can file the papers tomorrow and have your local school changed. The problems can be fixed.
Right.
You know, they're not doing it because they don't know how to do it. They've been intimidated into believing that if somebody went to law school, you know, I went to law school. I keep telling you I'm not all that smart. You don't have to be that smart. So I went to law school. It doesn't make me anything. I'm just a human being, but I happen to know how to win in court. And people that are truck drivers and single moms over the years that I've had the course have learned how to go to court and win again and again and again. So this is how the people can change their environment, change the situation where their children are, get incompetent teachers just get them out of the classroom, period. Be done with it. Have it over with. Judge picks up his pen. He signs an order. That's the end of it. If necessary, the sheriff will enforce the order and go down there and put somebody in handcuffs and throw them in jail. That's how our legal system works. And the poor people out there, Dr. Bill, it just breaks my heart that the people in this country don't know what they have. They have amazing power.
They're raising the issues in the wrong forum. When I see these forums, I see all these people, you know, can see, you know, intelligent or caring people or whether they're, and I don't believe in this left-right paradigm, by the way. I believe that we need to have a paradigm which puts people and godly activity and reasonableness first, whether you call it conservative, left-right, whatever. And the
there
problem
is no
is
left
they're
or right. There's no east or west. You know, when it's just another way to divide us into a camp. I mean, you know, I won't. You know, it just there isn't. It's just silliness. And it's time that people in this country took responsibility that's been given to them by people who didn't get to come home from Normandy. It's not, you know, it's one thing you wave the flag and celebrate people on you know Armistice Day or whatever. But the fact is that we were given something by those people. Those people that died gave us something. And the something that they gave us is the rule of law and the principles and practices of due process that belong to every living human being in this country.
Right. Now, the next question I'm going to raise is one of my colleagues, Dr. Brzezinski, ran the Brzezinski Clinic now with his son, and they do research on antineoplastins, which are natural molecules present in people who don't get cancer, and have done the first major research on gene-based cancer treatment. And they have almost over 100 and some drugs now that are actually off-label use to actually switch genes back to normal. I've known Dr. Brzezinski for at least 25 years. I've seen him at our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Advancement in Medicine meetings. He's brilliant. But what happened is the State Medical Board of Texas came after him, trying to delicense him and shut down his clinic, eventually because he got the proper legal support, because we actually at the Academy, American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which, by the way, Dr. Ron Paul and Dr. Rand Paul belong to, and I've been belonged to for many years, we supported them financially to actually fight the lawsuit against the state. But you don't need to get a giant lawsuit, and it's the same thing with smart meters. They actually went after the state board members of the board because doctors don't like competition. In fact, you can just not be doing something unusual. You're just competing, let's say, as a spine surgeon with a group of spine surgeons that's tied to the board. And the board will come after you simply because you're in competition with their buddies. Or you can be a whistleblower. You're whistleblowing against somebody who's connected to the board, such as in my case with Dr. Michael Janssen, where I blew the whistle on him because he actually was paralyzing patients with an inappropriate surgery that wasn't required, that he got $250,000, him and his team, for one-day surgery. $250,000 for one-day surgery.
Oh, my.
Now, the fact is, these things have to be dealt with in court. I'll give you another example. Let's say a couple has a little boy, and the mother goes through postpartum depression. She leaves with her parents, and she's already obviously in her late 20s, so she's acting inappropriately for an adult. But she leaves for Australia with the child, and the Hague violation things are brought into place by the father. He gets a judgment by the family court, but the mother doesn't want to cooperate with continuing after several years of allowing him to maintain video contact or seeing his child. Those procedural laws can be applied. You can go to the rules of procedure, the rules of evidence. He can then file in a pleading to the family court in that part, say, let's say Sydney or Melbourne or whatever, Australia, and he can get an action. Same way you could actually go to the Court of International Justice in The Hague. If you have someone who you think needs to have a violation filed against somebody, let's say a politician like, say, John Kerry, file a pleading to the International Court of Justice and see if the pleadings and proper procedures are applied. If you can take a legal action because it's a treaty, it can penetrate through and even attach to their personal assets. So what people need to start realizing here is we've got the power of the pen. Not Obama. He said, I got a pen and I got a phone. Remember he said that? How about you got a how to win in court, and if you apply these principles pretty well in every Western nation, first and second nation on the planet, you can actually have this penetrate through, change laws, overturn laws or portions of laws that are applied inappropriately. I'll give you a good example. I see this lady who went in front of Hillary Clinton, and she said, are you going to apologize? Are you going to apologize? Because it was under Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's tutelage that they set up the three strikes rule. And, of course, the police were being aggressively prosecuting probably 8 or 10 times more black boys instead of white boys or Hispanic. They were actually being prosecuted in court. And most of them were, like, third time caught smoking dope. So they actually, with three strikes, they went to prison for 30 years for smoking dope in public.
Now, oh, my.
Now, this black woman was very justified standing there. Are you going to apologize? And Hillary, instead of actually being decent and saying, yeah, we should apologize, I screwed up. Said, well, we've got to get rid of the violence. You know how you get rid of the violence? You change the social programs to allow a male to be in the home so that there's a father. You give them enough welfare that they can actually afford proper food and nutrition so that their brain gets nourished. You have programs to keep them busy, and you have schools so they have a future and they can learn a trade or something when they finish middle school or go on to college. You know, you do things like that, but this woman actually needs to file in court against these people. You want to stay on for another segment?
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. By the way, this How to Win in Court program is pretty amazing. I mean, you've got lots of resources here, videos. You even provide a backup if they need to actually have one-on-one help from you. They can set up a special agreement. There's books that you recommend. They can search the question and answer for them. One reason, another issue that's, I feel really, in a sense, grieved when I see people not addressing the right problem. And I'll give you a good example, and I'll use the medical realm. I have several hundred conditions that I have, my wellness conditions, which I can help or significantly reverse or completely, I don't want to use a cure, but let's say put into remission, that the conventional doctors don't have the faintest clue how to do. Now, the reason is not because I'm a miracle worker. It's because I actually look at the problem just like you do legally, and you say, oh, I break the problem down to doable pieces. I apply science to it like you apply legal science. And you say, oh, this is a problem I've identified by asking the right questions. And then I say, oh, this is how you fix it. Give an example. Hypertension. People often think, what is hypertension? Now, if I ask doctors that, at first they try to get a little arrogant. And then they try to get, evasive. But, I believe in what I call mixed mental martial arts. And I can't jump as high as the NBA basketball players, and I can't run as fast as Usain Bolt. But in mixed mental martial arts, I will make them tap out in 30 seconds. And the reason is not because I know everything. It's just like I'm always constantly learning. I feel like I'm a 3-year-old reborn every morning I wake up, asking questions like, Mommy, Daddy, why is this? How come that works? How does it pull apart? That's why I love your course, because you pull apart the legal things. So you give people, you empower them. It's like, you're kidding. You mean this is how simple? In fact, I guarantee you, and I'm sure this is true, if you actually took 100 lawyers all the way from the first graduate to in law of 60 years, and you said, I'm going to do a test to see if you understand all these principles on how to win in court, you'd find a broad range of scores. Most of them wouldn't probably get a passing grade. Or, if they knew it,
in my experience,
right. Or if they knew it, they wouldn't apply it or tell her even their client, because the client would then be able to police them and say, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? If people get the course, even if they hire an attorney, they'll say, How come you didn't do this in the pleadings? How come you didn't do this in the interrogatories? Why did you not do this or that? People would start to grasp what's going on. So, for example, I see issues being brought up by both the Republican and Democrats, and they're basically all issues that have to be done by a what I call a pro se litigant, civilly trained public. You know, they talk about the three branches of the government. How about the fourth branch, which is the civil public that applies the law? The fourth branch is us. And what I find really disturbing is people are expecting if they elect either Trump or Cruz or Hillary or Bernie Sanders, they're going to fix it. They want a Mr. Fix-It. And the same way with me, they figure, well, Dr. Deagle, I just get a consult. I get consults every day, two or three consults at least, of real serious problems, you know. And many small, we call minor ones, where I just say, take these things, you know, they email me or call me. And, you know, cancer, you know, polymyalgia rheumatica with arthritis where they're going to go blind or have a seizure or die. And they want me to kind of fix everything. And I say, well, you know, the first thing is they have to identify the problems. And here's what you can start with. You do that legally so that if somebody says, well, you know, industry is moving their business outside the country. What can people do? Can they sue Carrier Corporation or the federal government? Who will they go after, for example, if a carrier says, I'm pulling out of such and such? I heard that Whirlpool just moved out of Wisconsin. They've been there for 100 years. They're moving their business step by step to Mexico. That isn't just an idea of putting up tariffs, which we need to do, and lowering corporate tax rates and reducing crazy regulations. It's, by the way, not what Ted Cruz wants to do, which is get rid of the EPA and the Environmental Protection Agency. It's cutting the irrelevant regulations at the same time protecting the environment from stupid things like hydrofracking, which I agree with Bernie Sanders. Hydrofracking is freaking stupid. You poison the aquifers and the water supply and you think it's good for business. Duh. You have non-chemical hydrofracking that doesn't involve any chemicals, just like Corexit 9500 used in the oil industry for dispersing oil, which all branches of the military use, but for some reason or other, because it's tied directly to specific banks and corrupt politicians, use Corexit 9500 in the Gulf of Mexico, which causes a genotoxin and a biotoxin. People have to follow the, what I call follow the money. You know, like Mickey Spillane's old novels. Follow the money. Who in corrupt Washington, D.C., and Bernie raised this issue with Hillary Clinton, if you've got the oil in your back pocket and your Democratic senators in states where they're doing hydrofracking and destroying the water table, and he said, you know, I won't do that. I don't have all the support of these Democratic senators that are going to have hydrofracking that are going to destroy their water table and eventually cause cancer and other illnesses. And, you know, and they don't even talk about the fact that there's an alternative which is non-chemical. You still do fracking, but you don't end up causing an earthquake or destroy the water table or the aquifer. Those things need to be legal actions by us. We're the fourth branch of the government. How can we get it through to people if they just get your course? We, the fourth branch of government, not a miracle worker president, because they're trying to pump up one guy like Ted Cruz or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. They're going to be a miracle worker, and all of a sudden we've got this messianic figure who's going to fix everything. It's insanity. It's a form of delusion. It's childlike behavior that doesn't deserve, you know, it doesn't deserve respect. It should be like, don't we understand if we don't stay involved with government, we don't have a democracy?
Good point.
It's bizarre. Point.
But as I said during our break, there's not one person that hears my voice right now that's farther than, at the most, 2-hour drive to get to the courthouse.
Right.
And you don't have to have a typewriter. You can write your pleadings out on plain paper using a pen or even a pencil if you have to. It'd be better if you use a pen. And an eighth grader can learn how to do this. And so anybody listening to my voice right now, if you're not happy with the way things are being done down at the police station or the sheriff's office or the school board or the county commissioners or wherever it is that you're upset about, then take responsibility for being American and go to court. That's our lies. If you think that somebody's going to be elected like Dr. Bill is telling you, and that's going to fix things, that's just absolutely nothing short of stupid. So America needs to stop being stupid and start going to court. And, you know, just let me just say this, for example. I had a fellow one time, he came to me, he didn't have any money. I looked at his case. I filed one paper. It was just one single paper. It was called a request for production of documents.
Right.
I only asked to produce all documents in your possession, we were suing Sears.
Right.
And actually, Sears was coming after him to get him to pay his credit card. And I simply said, filed one simple paper that anybody listening to me can learn how to do. There's even forms and examples so you can see there. Oh, that's how it's done. And it was simply produce all papers that had my client's signature on them. Well, they didn't have any. They didn't have any, anything. And the case went away. And he got to go on with his life and live his life and enjoy his life. And these people couldn't bother him anymore because somebody knew how to file something that is so easy. I could teach a room full of sixth graders how to win in court if you give me just two or three days with them.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And the power that belongs to the people, Dr. Bill, is tremendous. I mean, you have no idea. I remember I went to a judge one time, and she gave me an order, and I went and got a sheriff, and we went and shut down a drugstore. The deputy went with me, went in there, and he didn't have to pull his gun. He said, all right, you, and you, out. Told the pharmacist, out. The salesperson, the person behind the cash register, out. Put a padlock on the door and locked the place up. Had another guy that didn't want to tell me about his gun collection. He went to jail. I put him in jail before, and then he finally told us about his gun collection after he was locked up behind bars.
Right.
This same power belongs to everybody listening to my voice. Every single person hearing me has this power, and if I can teach a sixth grader how to do it, I can certainly teach everybody listening to me right now. Unless there's some fourth graders or third graders, it might be hard to teach a third.
But some of those third graders are smart. I mean, I think there's a show on television a few years ago, and I only saw part of one show. It says, are you as smart as a fourth grader? Remember that show? Had some pretty smart fourth graders. I'm sure if they took your course, they'd absorb it.
About RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.